This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In your health today, if you didn't know that spinach tastes sweeter when it's grown in cold temperatures, it's likely you haven't been digging around in a winter garden. NPR's Allison Aubrey has. Welcome, Allison.
Hey, Linda.
I understand you went with a group of kids who spent the last few months learning a lot about food and cooking and how they're supposed to eat better. I guess the big question is, does it take?
Well, to answer that question, let me bring you along on a field trip with me. On one of the coldest, wettest afternoons in recent memory, I actually found myself with a group of 9 and 10-year-olds tromping through a muddy patch of the south lawn of the White House.
Welcome to the White House kitchen garden.
That's Sam Cass, the 29-year-old assistant White House chef who started cooking for the Obamas back when they lived in Chicago. When we met up with him here, he had sprigs of fresh-snipped rosemary ready to toss into that night's dinner, and mud caked to his shoes.
You'll see greens.
You'll see pizza.
No pizza. We're not growing pizza here.
Bread.
But what we're going to do is, you see these metal bars right here? We're going to cover them with plastic, so that plastic's going to keep it warm enough for the plants to grow all year long.
Cass spends a lot of time cooking, but he's got a second, wonkier title, too, as Food Initiative Coordinator. He's the First Lady's point person on matters related to kids, nutrition, and promoting healthy lifestyles, which are high priorities in the East Wing.
All right, guys, this is spinach.
Oh, I love spinach.
Should we try to taste a little bit?
Yeah!
Now what we do?
Then you taste it. Is it good?
Nope. Yes. Can we get some more?
Ooh, it's so sweet. When it gets cold, the spinach gets a lot sweeter because it creates more sugar to help protect it from the cold. Pretty cool, right?
For the past few months, these kids have been slicing, baking, touching, smelling all kinds of new foods and recipes. It's part of an after-school program run by volunteer chefs and started by the hunger group Share Our Strength. It's scaling up in cities around the country, and demand is high as more communities look for ways to address obesity. These kids happen to live in D.C., so the White House field trip is a chance for Cass to both show off the garden and listen to them talk about what they've learned.
All right, guys, ready to head up?
Ooh, so sweet!
The revelation that spinach can taste a little sweet really seemed to make an impression, though this isn't the sort of sweet most are accustomed to.
And then we need sugar, just a little sugar.
A twinkle.
A few weeks back, during one of the cooking classes, Chef Charmion Wood introduced them to a baked apple recipe.
That's it, almost there. There you go.
As they sliced fruit, the kids reeled off their favorite ways of sugaring up. Here's Randy Smith, Brian Ebanes, and Isaiah Ross.
I like to eat Snickers and cookies.
Ice cream and soda, too.
They can all tell you which foods are healthy.
You have to eat fruits, vegetables.
But fourth grader Randy Smith says dessert is just so tempting.
Because it tastes good, it looks good, so people want to go for it.
Lots of us can relate to that. So the point of the day's cooking lesson is that if you start with good ingredients, like fresh fruit, you don't need a lot of processed sugar. And for a burst of flavor, you need spices.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to sprinkle some cinnamon on the apples.
To help visualize the stark difference between the sugar in the baked apples and what you'd find in candy, their teacher, dietitian Erica Bijai, gave them a measuring cup, teaspoons, and a bag of table sugar. Their assignment was to scoop in the teaspoons of sugar equal to a pack of Skittles, or a double big gulp.
Two, three.
Kim Lee of the Capital Area Food Bank assisted.
Oh my God! Look at how much sugar that is!
In a double gulp.
The moral of the story is what? What can we conclude?
If you eat like junk food, there's like a hole in your heart, but if it closes, You won't be able to breathe, and that's how you will die.
Okay, a draconian interpretation of death by junk food. But Brian Ebanes is making a connection.
Hey, can you guys smell the cinnamon?
Don't breathe on the food, don't breathe on the food.
While the apples bake, Pijai talks fiber. She explains fiber is like a sponge in your stomach, helping you feel full longer.
Pan is very, very hot.
It's magnifico.
The cooking lessons seemed to pay off during the White House visit. Chef Sam Cass asked them questions to see what they'd been up to.
Why is fiber good? Who knows?
Fiber is good because it helps cleanse your insides out.
Yes, it does. Who else? What else have you guys learned?
A few kids say they've started making their own creations at home.
What's your recipe?
Tyreek Mason tossed his out.
Is it called the banana hot dog?
A banana hot dog. That sounds phenomenal. Yes, can you have it written now?
It's wheat bread with a banana inside with peanut butter and jelly.
What kind of jelly?
It don't matter.
It don't matter. I can use my creative chef juices to come up with what jelly I'm going to use in that. I think I can work that out. Who else had a question over here?
The kids had a bunch of questions. Randy Smith wanted to know what Sasha and Malia like to eat.
You and the press love those questions. There's no one dish that I would say is their absolute favorite.
They ask you to cook a lot.
We'll do lots of fish, we'll do chicken, we'll do vegetables. We have vegetables at every meal.
And wait, what about junky food? Cass keeps it real.
We'll have a burger, we'll have some fries, you know. The point is that if every day you're eating good, healthy food, that if then you wanted to have like a little piece of cake, then that's okay. But if you're having that every single day, then it's going to start to be a problem, right?
They all agree, they nod their heads and smile, but they're also a bit distracted. They're in the White House. Towering portraits of past presidents and their families hang on the walls.
It's Hillary Clinton.
I know, I'm looking at every single room to see what they have.
Huge, glittering Christmas trees fill the rooms. The experience is exciting, almost otherworldly. And they also seem to be fascinated by the chef himself.
She called you bald.
Well, I am bald.
Cass is at ease with kids' irreverence, and being the son of a teacher, he seems to have picked up that knack for engaging them. It wasn't all that long ago that he was a kid in his parents' kitchen, first playing around with cooking. He says his earliest talent seemed to be making a gigantic mess, and his creations were not all home runs.
You should ask my mom. She would have a better answer than that to me, because it always was, like, pretty good in my eyes, but she'd come in the kitchen, and it would just be a disaster.
These days, of course, everything's in its place, but when he visits schools to talk with kids, he plays up the fact that cooking is creative. His basic mantra is that good food is about nourishment. Cass says he noticed something on a recent visit to a school cafeteria, on a day they were serving veggie pizza.
What happened was that the kids picked off all the vegetables. And it reminded me that just getting the good food there isn't enough, that we have to make sure that we foster an education and an environment that really is encouraging this, you know, way of eating.
Cass says he's impressed with what he sees in these hands-on classes. The chefs are meeting kids where they are in terms of trying new things and engaging them. Here's Charmion Wood, again with the kids, a few days after their White House visit.
Well, does anyone know what we're going to be making today?
Yes,
finish dip.
Alice and Aubrey followed those children from the White House to their cooking class. So, Allison, what is this I see before me?
Well, it turns out, Linda, I've brought you something to try. I know it's a little early for carrots, but do you mind tasting?
Not at
this
all,
this is the
thank
spinach
you
dip that the kids made.
I don't know. It just looks sort of like regular old cream spinachy stuff.
The recipe is on NPR.org. It's just four ingredients: chopped spinach, cilantro, Parmesan cheese, and Greek yogurt.
So do you think the kids were impressed? Are they going to take up spinach?
You know what? I think this shows that you can certainly lead kids to spinach, particularly when you make it taste good, right? But I think kids are just like us, just like adults, and we eat what's in front of us. This spinach recipe took preparation, it took planning. Things like chips and Skittles, to borrow from what we just heard the kids talking about, don't. And sometimes those are just easier to come by.
Alice and Aubrey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda. You want a few more carrots here?
Allison reporting for Your Health Today. You can see photos of the kids touring the White House garden and find out exactly how to make that White House-inspired spinach dip at NPR.org.